Welcome to The Paleo View. I'm bestselling author and co-creator of realeverything.com, Stacy Toth. I focus on being healthy inside and out through real life, food, and talk.
I'm Dr. Sarah Ballantyne, New York Times bestselling author and creator of thepaleomom.com. I'm passionate about improving scientific literacy around public health topics.
I like hashtags and bone broth.
And I'm just a super nerd.
Hello, listeners. Hello, Sarah. I'm so excited to tell you about my day. Let me just tell you a little bit of like a let's do the time warp.
Oh my gosh, that song was going through my head and I was going to sing it as soon as you started talking. And then you started singing it. And that was just amazing because I was going to sing it.
I'm shocked that we might have had the same thought for a second.
I mean, and I was maybe going to do like the dance moves.
I was doing the dance move when I was singing it. For our listeners that don't understand what we're saying, please pause and go Google this. Like, Rocky Horror Picture Show is a classic. And if you don't know this song, I am sad for you.
And they played that song at every middle school dance.
So it must have been like a generational thing because they did not for me. The Electric Slide is what they played. Anyway. Moving on, before we start the black hole of the age difference that is or is not between Sarah and I.
It's a really, really, really large, small age difference.
It's so small. Okay, moving on. So, 3 weeks in the past for you listeners, but earlier today, reminder, Sarah's in Canada. We mentioned this last week. I stood up on my stand-up paddleboard today. Sarah, can I just tell you, like, it has been a long journey to be able to be, like, active again and comfortable and not in pain and to know, like, what's pushing my body to heal and then what is pushing my body to far. And so we decided that this summer we were going to spend our July 4th vacation budget on kayaks and stand-up paddle boards so that we could spend the summer enjoying an activity and doing things long-term instead of just like one long weekend somewhere.
Hang on. That is just the coolest hobby. And I didn't know you were doing that. And I'm just like,
I know, it's so exciting. So, we got two kayaks. One is a 3-person kayak. One is a 1-person kayak. And that way the boys can mix and match, or like today, Matt and Wesley went in 3-person kayak. Cole and Finn took turns in the 1-person kayak, and then we got 2 stand-up paddle boards. One is like mine.
No sharing.
No touch. Although I did let Wesley get on at one point, but like no boys are going to have the entitlement to ride mine by themselves. And then we got another one for the boys. And so at first we went to a local lake here in Reston. This town has like 4 man-made lakes. It's one of the reasons we moved here. I love it. But they're kind of dirty and gross because they're not like fresh water.
They're not swimming holes.
Right.
They're,
and so like, I was like, maybe once we get like a little more proficient with these, we can do the rest in lakes. So we went to a much nicer, the Occoquan River, which like comes off of the Potomac and it's like a nice little freshwater thing. We went out today. It was a gorgeous day and all paddled to like a town. We did like a mile on the river together as a family. And we just like chilled and relaxed.
Yeah, and did you also do the mile back?
Yeah.
Most amazing day.
Halfway on the way back, I was like, yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, it's exercise.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, it's actually physical activity involving muscles.
Yeah, I had Wesley on my board and I was like, someone needs to take this child. It's enough for just me right now.
Is the paddleboard kayak pace comparable? Like, how fast a paddleboard?
Kayak is definitely faster and easier. Okay. First of all, you have like a double tool. Like, the paddle for the kayak is like, you don't have to switch it back and forth. A stand-up paddleboard is like the paddle piece is on one end, not on both ends. So you have to physically move it from one side to the other to stay straight, which will slow you down and is good for core and for strengthening my back muscles, however. So it was one of the reasons that I thought that this would be kind of a good activity for us to jump into this summer, that it would help me strengthen the muscles that I need to support my back to stay strong and healthy. So, and it was great. And I was really nervous because I tried to stand up when we did it the first time and I totally fell in. Like I got up and then I fell. And so today I did a lot of knee boarding, like while we were paddling, I was doing it on my knees, which offers like a little more stability, but has more core intensity than just like sitting crisscross applesauce.
Right.
And at the end, I'm like, you know what? I'm feeling like I got the balance thing down because I learned a little more about the balance on my knees. And I totally stood up and still not ready to stand up and paddle, but I'll get there. And I'm super excited to share that with the listeners because I know that I've shared with you guys about my back and that journey and a lot of negativity and depression associated with it. And I've talked about coming out of that and feeling good, but I still haven't really been able to be very physically active. It ends up flaring every time I do. So this is a great activity because I can do it on the weekends and then kind of rest and recover during the week and then do it again. And hopefully over time I will build up those muscles and be able to do it more and more frequently. So I just had that good news I wanted to share with you all, even though it's like 3 weeks in the past and hopefully by today, I'm like even
better. You're like
better.
A pro now. Yeah. You're like, remember that time where I couldn't like stand up and paddle? Yeah. I have no idea what the learning curve was like on a stand up paddleboard. So I've got no idea, but, that is the coolest active hobby. And I am quite jealous.
Well,
so,
when you come visit, if it's not a cold month, you're welcome to jump in. I think the girls would love it. It was a lot of fun. The boys, while we were out today, said, while we were out exercising, mind you, when can we do this again? It's so much fun.
I think one of the things that I want to sort of like translate this to like take home message for the listeners is that is the ideal when it comes to a physical activity, is that it's so much fun that you want to keep doing it. You want to keep getting better at it, that the work aspect is so minimized by how much enjoyable it is. I had a yoga teacher way back in the days when I did a lot more yoga and a lot less CrossFit, who would say, do it so that you like it, so that you like doing it. And that was like his motto for everything. And it's one of those things that I, even though I don't do a ton of yoga anymore, I still take that sort of philosophy into, you know, not just physical activity, but just like everything, like figure out how to make this thing not feel like work. And I love that you have found like this cool, super cool active hobby that your whole family can share that hits that. It's super fun and it overwhelms. I mean, granted, you might not feel, you might be sore tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow
sure.
You might be like, oh, well,
I can actively feel the muscles working in my back and my core. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's taken me 2 years at this point to know the line between feeling muscles that you haven't used in a while, which is a good thing, versus pushing my body so far that I will have another flare like I did when I pushed it too far when we were on the cruise,
right.
You know, hiking up wet rocks and waterfalls. So moving on. Well, the other thing that I want to point out is that, you know, I shared in social media about it because this is one of the things that I do to help manage my personal autoimmune conditions. I find that when I'm active and when I'm getting sunlight and when I'm leaving my phone on shore so that it doesn't get wet and I'm spending quality time with my family and I'm grounding myself in nature, all of these things are super helpful to my health and well-being. And it's honestly one of the things that I've, you know, said over and over again that you really kind of introduced me to with the paleo approach and AIP in general, which is it's not just about removing foods. It's about the things that you add to your life to help regulate your immune system and optimize your health. And de-stressing was one of those super important factors for me. And so I just want to say, whether that's lifting heavy weights or CrossFit, whether it's yoga or swimming or meditation, you can find the thing that works for you. And I think that it's, while a little off topic to where we're going with this today, I will say, you know, that factor, whatever that might be, will come into play as we talk about our listener's question. But first, though we did not talk about this much last week and the week before, we did introduce the idea for you that we had been working with and reaching out to vendors that might be able to offer you listeners a discount or a benefit of some kind for when we share. Sarah and I have been podcasting for almost 6 years now, and we very often talk about brands, but we've never been sponsored or worked with brands in order to give you listeners the benefit of us talking about them. So I'm super excited that this week is our, I think, technically second sponsored podcast. But what I'm excited about is that we have an exclusive code again for you listeners to get a discount. So code PaleoView will get you 10% off of Shop AIP. And like I was just saying, I feel like this is one of those factors as to how you can really improve your health by, you know, setting yourself up for success with snacks and all that kind of stuff. But I had no idea that this company even existed until Sarah told me about it. So, I love the idea that there is a safe zone for people who are looking to avoid nightshades and all of these kinds of things that can hide in, for example, jerky. Like you and I have talked about how many brands of products that we so few and far between, and it's so hard to read labels because oftentimes it'll say something like spices, and you know, I personally will contact a vendor and say which spices, you know, like I need to know. So the fact that there is a place, a shop online that people can use, that people have already done that work for you, is amazing to me. And I'm excited to be able to learn about it myself and also share it with our listeners.
Yeah. So I have known about Shop AAP for a while. I actually met Sandra at the owner at PaleoFX, I guess 2 years ago, sort of as she was putting this together and getting ready to launch. So it's actually a fairly new company. And what, you know, she's also like us, she has gone through her own, you know, autoimmune disease journey and healing with AIP. And she felt very, very strongly that one of the things that would be an amazing service for this community is a safe place to shop where you just know everything on this website is going to be a safe food for me. And I know with how many people that I interact with autoimmune disease, between social media, between the AIP lecture series, like that one of the number one questions is like, can I eat this? What about this? What about this? And I do think that it's a useful skill to be able to read a label and know if those ingredients are going to be, you know, safe or not. But at the same time, especially when you're first starting this journey, it is so overwhelming. There's so much information. And I think that, you know, what Sandra has done with this, like curated, completely AIP compliant shop, she, you know, she has over 300 different products in her shop. So it's like snack foods, it's pantry items, it's like flavoring ingredients, you know, all kinds of things like sauces and, you know, like seasonings and like things that are just really, really useful to have around the kitchen.
Yeah. Like the non-nightshade barbecue sauces and stuff are awesome. And I just want to point out that P.S. I, you know, I'm on the website looking around. So it looks like you can also get additional savings if you either buy like one of their bundled sets or do subscribe and save. So if you did, for example, a subscribe and save of a bundled set and used our code, you would get 5%, 10%, and another 10% off. So that's a lot of money savings.
Yeah, so all of the bundles is an additional 5% off, and subscribe and save items save 10%. And because people maybe weren't paying attention when we started talking about Shop AIP, it's shopaip.com, and you can use the code PALEOVIEW, that's all one word, PALEOVIEW, to get 10% off. And I have made many orders from Shop AIP, I guess only in about a little over a year since she actually launched, if I have any kind of sense of the passage of time. I'm not sure if I do.
So old, you know.
So old, everything throes together. Could be 2 years. I could be just merging all of that together in my head. It is a distinct possibility, but I really do, think very, very highly of Sandra and the effort that she's putting into researching these products and curating these products. And I just think it's such a phenomenal service. So I'm like really, really pleased, especially because I think this is going to be an amazing, amazing option for Vivian, whose question we're going to read on this week's podcast.
Look at you doing the bridge yourself.
No, it felt a little weird, a little awkward. I don't know. I was like, hang on, this is backwards. But, you know.
It must be the time warp that we're in.
That's it. We have never recorded an episode this far in advance. It's pretty amazing. I'm really excited about my vacation now.
I'm excited that we were able to do this for you, because I know that it's going to be great for you. And by now you're finishing up in Canada and I'm a Supboard pro, and we're going to talk back, and it's going to be 1 week for the listeners, but it's going to be a month for us when we come back, and it's going to be like, oh, the whole show is just going to be a catch-up show, because it's going to be right? Like, what have you been up to?
Yeah. Okay. And we'll also have tons of stories. That'll be great.
Well, I do think that working with Shop AIP on this episode, like you said, is such a good idea for not just Vivian, but people like Vivian who need that convenience food, or maybe you don't live near places that carry these products yourself, or even in my case, I have a lot of access to this stuff, but not at the same price once you factor in all of these options for discounts that they offer with the free shipping and all that kind of stuff as well. So, I hope that people who are either AIP, or even if you're not technically AIP, there's going to be a lot of paleo-friendly products on the site for you as well. So,
everything's stuff. I mean, everything's paleo too. So it's all still going to be awesome. I was going to say, what's your favorite product? You already mentioned the barbecue sauces. I think for me, Sandra has gone out of her way to find some really, really unique snack items. Like there's some really cool, like veggie fruit, dried fruit things. And like, that to me, it's like, I've never seen this before. I don't even know if I would find it on my own. That to me is the cool stuff.
So some of the other cool stuff on there that I eat all the time are the Power Balls. We love the collagen Power Balls. I really like the pork clouds, which are like
why can't I think of the name?
Yeah, pork rinds. And honestly, my mom went into anaphylactic shock from eating pork rinds by a non-dedicated fryer, so I'm pretty picky about the brands of that stuff that I eat. Let's see. What else?
I feel like it's boring stuff, but to me it's the simplicity. So like an amazing collection of canned fish, right? Like broth, tons of great just like pantry like baking ingredients.
Well, also Primal Palette spices are on here, so mm-hmm. It's probably the cheapest place that you can get them with all the discounts factored in for those people who are already using them. And Red Boat fish sauce, like these are total staples in our pantry. So I'm going to totally do a price comparison, but I'm thinking.
And I want to do a shout out to, I think that Sandra carries the entire KC Natural product line. And KC Natural is, again, a fairly new company. They're a few years old, I'm pretty sure they, you know, obviously older than it's, we're not going to talk about time. This is a silly thing for me to mention dates, but they're a few years old, and everything they do is AIP, and they spend so much just time refining recipes. So they have things like a tomato ketchup that tastes like ketchup. Like, it's just, I mean, it's a little bit disconcerting how much it tastes like ketchup. They have amazing barbecue sauces. They have an imitation mustard. So it's a completely AIP mustard. They're starting to do spice blends and salad dressings. And like, it's, I just think, the KC Natural stuff is like really, really exciting. And I'm pretty sure that Shop AIP carries all of it.
Yeah. And I'm also seeing things like Vital Proteins that, you know, we've talked about before. So what's nice is that you can get all of this stuff from one place instead of hopping around and shopping different things. But all right. So we've said we think that this is going to help Vivian. Maybe we should
actually read Vivian's question.
Introduce the audience to Vivian.
This was a question that I think you had the same reaction when you read it, when I read it, when my team read it, who was going through the questions. And it was just one of those, you know, Vivian's experience is more common than it should be. Like, it's just one of those things that unfortunately all too many people are having similar experiences. And my heart just reached out to her. So I'm going to read her question, and then all of our listeners will have the exact same emotional response. Hello, Sarah and Stacey. I've been following you for a few years now. I love your show and books and blogs. Thank you for all the science. I have ME, moderate to serious. I also have endometriosis and fibromyalgia. Trying to do AIP, but I'm also disabled and don't make my own food. I think I or know that I struggle to eat enough food. Even when I get help cooking, I have a lot of nausea and struggle to eat because I have trouble sitting up. My sleep has gotten better, but I still struggle. Before, I would often be tossing on my bed until 5 in the morning. My doctor's given me a prescription for melatonin, and I now sleep before 1 in the morning, at least most nights. Still not perfect, but better. I sleep 8 to 16 hours. I am housebound, partly bedridden. I am really struggling to eat enough food. I wake up every morning with horrible nausea. I have tried to ginger and other things people have recommended for it, and nothing seems to work. I had a friend help me measure everything and calculate the calories for a week. It was for a nutritional specialist at the ME clinic that wanted a diary. My daily intake calculated was 800 to 1100 calories a day. Probably it was actually a little bit less because I do not finish all of the plates of food. On bad days, I sometimes only eat a bag of semai chips, rainforest, or plantain because salt and crispy things goes down in small quantities. In Norway, where I live, there's been some research into fish protein as a dieting method, and because of that research, a few companies are producing fish protein pills, but also fish pills from the entire fish. So I have two questions. First, do you have any suggestions on how I can manage to eat more? Second, could fish protein be a way for me to get protein in me on the days that I really struggle to eat anything? I found one where the ingredients are powdered fish, fish gelatin, magnesium, and silica. I'm guessing the silica is not ideal, but not eating doesn't seem to be doing me much good, even though people are trying to convince me fasting will make me better. I would be amazingly grateful for any help as I feel very trapped in my body and my house. I want to do the AIP and I want to get better. I love you both and I really appreciate the respectful and sciencey way you approach all questions. Thank you, Vivian.
So I'm just going to give everybody a second because it's not often that we hear from listeners who have a quality of life that I'm unable to really truly wrap my brain around, because as much as I can have a heartfelt appreciation for the difficulty that Vivian might be facing, I have absolutely no idea what it's really like to struggle that much and to be housebound. And so for me, I just, you know, my heart went out for her, and I love that she is being solution oriented. And I think that's such a good mindset to focus on. I think sometimes we hear questions and we can hear, the pain that someone is going through and the way that they word things and the negativity that comes through. And one of the things that I love about the approach here is focusing on the solutions and the things that she is doing and what more could she do, which I think is just such a great place to get mentally in order to set yourself up for success. So do you want to jump in on the fish protein thing, and then maybe we could talk about the practicalities of eating more?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess I was sort of thinking about the nausea aspect of the question. And again, you know, I don't have a lot of experience other than maybe like morning sickness to sort of bring to that part of the equation. And there's some interesting things that can help with nausea in morning sickness that I don't know if they will be helpful for Vivian, but they're worth trying. And one of them actually is more protein. So protein actually helps to tighten the upper gastroesophageal sphincter. So that is basically, there's this little, you know, sphincter valve at the top of the stomach where the esophagus goes into the stomach. And that's supposed to be tight to stop things that are in the stomach from going back up the esophagus. And so protein can help to tighten that sphincter. And so it's one of the things that can be very, very helpful for, you know, women who are suffering from morning sickness is to eat a little bit of protein, and then wait until they start to feel better and then, try a little bit more. Another thing can be just, you know, even though it's not ideal, right? Ideally you would eat 3 big meals a day, but, that grazing behavior, this is one of the times where that can be very, very helpful. So, there's something about avoiding an empty stomach. So, keeping a little bit in the stomach. So never a full stomach and never an empty stomach can be very, very helpful for nausea. So, rather than, you know, looking at meals, you know, really embracing that sort of, I'm going to have, you know, a little bit of plantain chips, or I'm going to have a cup of broth, or I'm going to have, a little bit of, you know, chicken or, you know, some kind of protein. And, really, granted it's going to be still, you know, it's still going to require checking in on the caloric intake, but grazing here might be very, very helpful just in terms of getting over the nausea aspect. And then the other thing that Vivian didn't mention was whether or not she mentioned that she wakes up with very bad nausea, and that she struggles with that. What I don't know is if she wakes up with nausea, but by the end of the day, she's able to eat more. Because another option here is if that is the case, and this can also work for morning sickness, is it's okay to weight caloric intake to a particular time of day where you're feeling good. So I actually, when I was pregnant, I always had evening sickness. My morning sickness was always in the evenings. And I would just eat my bigger meals earlier on in the day. And then by dinner time, I wasn't up for eating very much, but I would have gotten enough calories already in the day by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So Vivian could potentially swap that around if her stomach does tend to settle during the day and eat more in the evening. I mean, things like ginger can be helpful as an antiemetic. Some people swear by mint. But I think that in terms of like science that I've seen, I mean, there is some good science between ginger as an antiemetic. But if it's also not working, then Vivian's going to need another solution. So those are sort of my ideas for addressing the volume issue with nausea as a challenge. In terms of fish protein capsules, that was something that was completely new to me. I didn't know that these things existed. And I don't know exactly which brand Vivian is mentioning, but I've found a couple of options for very clean brands of it's whole fish that is, it's not just dehydrated and, you know, freeze dried and encapsulated. It's also hydrolyzed. So, a month ago when we talked about, collagen peptides, right? That is hydrolyzed collagen. So it's a protein that's broken up into little bits. So it's much easier to digest. You don't necessarily need super amazing digestive enzymes because it's already partly broken down. And that also means that it's typically more easily absorbed. The entire fish pills are actually, they also have the omega-3 fats and all of the minerals. They basically have all of the nutrients that whole fish has. I found ones that were made with whitefish, so they're not as high fat as something that would be made from, you know, salmon or something. But at the same time, I think one of the things that's going to really help Vivian is upping her protein intake anyways. So I think they're a great option. And yes, silica as a filler would not be ideal. But I do think that if that's the best option for the ones that she's found and that's the cleanest ingredients, I think that's a really worthwhile supplement to try. Now, the ones that I found, 6 capsules was 2 grams of protein. So there is a bit of an aspect here to get, you know, like a serving of protein is like 15 grams of protein. So that's a lot of pills to be getting, you know, 7. Yeah, that's a lot of pills. It's 40 to 42 pills to still get, you know, what is really a small amount of protein. But again, if it can be done, because it is common for the fillers to cause upset stomach in a lot of these supplements. So taking a lot of pills, it can cause usually more stomach ache than nausea. But another option is to spread them out throughout the day and try to, you know, take a few here and there whenever Vivian feels like she's going to, you know, be able to take them and not feel super ill. So I do think that that is a really cool and very innovative solution that Vivian has come up with.
I also want to point out that something like a smoothie with collagen is likely going to be easy to go down and have extra protein and calories. I mean, you can make like a coconut milk smoothie with collagen and make it really nutrient and calorically dense. The other thing I want to mention is broth. So you can either make your own or
buy it from Shop AIP.
I was going to say I'm on Shop AIP and they have the epic chicken broth one that does not have the nightshades in it. They also have the Vital Proteins bone broth collagen. Mm-hmm. So I just would also try to add to things that you're already eating or to things that seem palatable, whether it's avocado pudding and you're putting collagen in it, or maybe a popsicle is something that you could do. You know, you can make almost like a pudding popsicle with avocado, coconut milk, carob if you're not doing cacao, and collagen to make it something that you're not necessarily like chewing to make go down, but that you can kind of, I was going to use the word nurse, nurse on a popsicle. I cannot speak highly enough about broth. Like you were saying that protein, is helpful. And to me, what immediately came to my mind, while fish pills might be great, I would think that something like the liver pills could also be an added benefit as well. I know that the B vitamins cases, make me feel great.
The liver pills, and you can get them from Shop AIP as well. There's 4 of them equals 2 grams of protein. So it's a little bit – I don't know if maybe they're larger and maybe that's why. But that's also – a really good way to up nutrients really, really quickly.
And you can also open the capsules and put them in things, for example, a smoothie. So if you have an issue with swallowing, the pills are large, you can open them and put that liver powder essentially in anything. So I just personally, I know, like, we've had this question before, and with children, for example, that don't have the muscle memory developed in their jaws yet and have a difficult time getting enough food in. And we said then as well, like, coconut milk smoothies is a great way. The other thing is, if she likes crunchy, one of the things that might be good is something like a liverwurst or braunschweiger and pan frying it, or even something like, if you can find a clean brand of lunch meat that you can crisp up in the oven. So like, my kids love salami chips, right? It's feels like a chip, and all it is I just slice up salami and I put it in the oven, and they're thin and they bake to a chip. And so maybe think outside the box on how you can get that crunchy texture with protein. Or if you like the texture of the ones that you're eating, for example, I think you said plantain, could you put braunschweiger or liverwurst on that to help with nutrient density? Or can you make yourself like a salmon salad type thing? Not like salad, although that, you know, salad's great, but for a nutrient density perspective, like, I'm talking, what can you mix with the salmon to, you know, eat it? And I'm just bumbling now because I want to say mayonnaise, but I know that that's not AIP. Is there like an AIP version of mayonnaise?
There's not at this point a store-bought version. There are lots of sort of either avocado-based or palm shortening-based mm-hmm. recipes out there, but I haven't seen a store-bought.
Yeah, I feel AIP like I'm mayonnaise. So out of the loop because I can do eggs. And so I'm like, oh, I don't even know what to say because I don't want to say mayonnaise if you can't have it. But certainly you could mix it with mashed avocado and salmon and whatever else you like and dip your chip in it to add more nutrition and calories to it.
There's also, if crunchy is going down well, there's a lot of options sort of beyond plantain chips that are absolutely AIP. And if you go to Shop AIP snack section, you'll see quickly, like, remember that's what I was sort of saying, like, there's so many different things. And there's literally like vegetable chips, like beet chips. And there's even fruit-based chips. So if sweet is also sweet and crunchy also works.
I am on the website, and I will have you know that when you go to the food snacks section, there is a subcategory for crunchy. Like mm-hmm. they've done it for you.
And fruity and savory, and some things will be presumably nothing will. Hey, there could be something in all three categories, but I would say fruity and savory are different. Mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
I think the Venn diagram of fruity and savory probably doesn't overlap.
But like the Bacon Air pork clouds is a great option if you're looking for crunchy. That's going to have protein and fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I really do think that figuring out protein is going to be really, really helpful for Vivian. Generally looking at more nutrient dense AIP options, and especially things like just eating half an avocado, right? That's something like 150 calories, depending on the size of your avocado.
I may be known to cut when I'm starving and dinner's like 2 hours away, mm-hmm. open an avocado, put some kosher salt on it and eat half. And then I'll like divvy the other half up among the children or mash it in a bowl and give them, you know, some carrots to eat it with or something. It's a great snack.
A little bit of salt, a squeeze of lemon juice. I like fresh cilantro on it cause it tastes like guac then. It's healthy fats. It's high in vitamin E. It's got very, very high in polyphenols. Like, it is a really nutrient dense choice. And if when I talk with people who are on AIP who are like struggling to lose weight, one of the questions I ask is like, how much coconut-based products are you consuming? And how much do you like avocados? Like those are my, like my two questions, because those are the foods where people can rack up the calories really, really quickly without necessarily noticing. But the exact opposite is true when people are really struggling to get enough calories. That is a really, really easy way to get it. Same as like adding a little bit of coconut cream to something. So, you know, something like a sliced banana with some coconut cream. It's again, you're talking about healthy fats. It's, you know, fruit. It doesn't require cooking. I really sort of sense that if Vivian, one of the things that could help Vivian is having foods that she can get herself very, very easily, or that somebody can get for her that doesn't require cooking. So it's just like, oh, can you just grab me that avocado? Can you just slice it in half and hand it to me with a spoon? Right. So something that's a really simple ask for the people that are helping her out, I think is going to make things a lot easier. Hey, can you grab that, you know, Vital Proteins bone broth, or that, you know, jar of Epic bone broth, and just, you know, with the Vital Proteins bone broth, it's just mix it with some warm water out of the kettle, or, you know, heat up some water, hot tap water, it would be fine, right? Like, and then you would dissolve the bone broth in it. Or if it's a jar of Epic's AIP broth, you can just, you know, heat that up easily in the microwave. It would be fine. So, so I kind of feel like giving Vivian a really big repertoire of foods that are tasty, and don't require any kind of preparation, that you can just eat, is going to be one of the most helpful things for her to round it out. Because if she can, when she gets help cooking, that's amazing. And, you know, working with whoever's helping her to make sure that those meals are clean AIP, that they're foods that she likes, that they're foods that are going to keep well. I mean, I personally am thinking like soups and stews and things that can freeze really easily, reheat really easily. If she eats half of the bowl and then she doesn't feel well and she's not ready to eat the other half, can you just stick that in the fridge and reheat it later? So those are the types of things that I'm thinking there. But to round that out, I think one of the biggest things that's going to be helpful for Vivian is a collection of foods beyond plantain chips that are going to help add calories and nutrition to her diet. And I really think that if she can get those, I mean, obvious things that are easy to digest, right? So things like bananas or plantains are really, really easy to digest. Applesauce, I mean, things that are soups and stews in general, things that are well cooked and mashed. You already mentioned smoothies would be really easy to digest. Something like collagen veggie blend would be really easy to digest. So if that can be the base, and then there's this, you know, I've got these chips that I can add some fresh slices of avocado to, or I've got this fish that comes right out of, you know, the can that it's delicious and I really like it. Or maybe it's, you know, fish pills and liver pills. But I think the protein is going to be really, really helpful for settling the stomach and making it easier for Vivian to eat more.
I agree. I have nothing more to add.
Okay. So I'm going to, throw you into Vivian's situation a bit. Let's say that you, are ill and someone has said, what can I bring you? What would be helpful? What can I bring for you? What is the thing that would make you be like, yeah, that would be the thing that if someone could make that for me, that's the thing that would like be amazing.
I would ask for homemade broth and things cooked in homemade broth, like a pot roast. That's one of the things that I really turn to when I'm not feeling my best. And I feel like it would work really well for her, given it's pre-digested, especially if you're using like a fat in grass-fed beef, it can be really calorically dense. That's what I would ask for. Shocker, yeah, I know.
I mean, that's what I would have asked for too. So I don't know that if I have, I wish I had like some contrasting idea. I think, you know, so I'm about to go traveling and I am packing a ton of food for us to eat tomorrow. And I've got like the stuff that we have to eat before we cross the border and the stuff that we're allowed to cross the border with, because you're not allowed to bring anything fresh food over the, across the border. And what, you know, and then it's rounded out with what am I going to be able to get in the airport? And so the main thing that I'm packaging or packaging, the main thing that I'm packing is quality protein and vegetables. Like those are, and even vegetables, you know, we can get little like tubs of veggie sticks or salads typically pretty easily in an airport. And as long as the dip is sort of in a sealed container on the side that you can throw out, like it's going to be fine. But that to me is always my priorities of like, okay, where am I going to get my clean protein and how am I going to get enough vegetables? And so those are like also things that I would think about if I was in a situation where I couldn't cook for myself and I need someone else to cook for me. You know, I can round this out with a piece of fresh fruit relatively easily, or I can round this out with a bag of plantain chips relatively easily. Can you bring me the quality protein? Can you bring me vegetables? And if I'm having trouble digesting them, can you bring them to me in a way where they're already, you know, thoroughly cooked, and going to be like easier on me right now. So those would be sort of the things that I would be thinking of.
The other thing that isn't necessarily food related, but if there are things that Vivian could ask people to do for her that makes her life easier and her ability to focus on other things, that would be what I would ask for. So almost like when you have a new baby, you know, when people say, what can I do to help? I would ask people to do, example, laundry or vacuum or dusting or cleaning the toilets. If you don't have someone doing that for you, if you're in your house, if you're feeling trapped, sometimes clutter and dirt can make us even more, well, I'll speak for myself. It makes me super stressed and I don't want to be in the house when it's like that. And those kinds of things will take the energy out of you and will prevent your ability to do other things that maybe would be a better use of your time or help you recover more. So if people are offering, I would definitely ask them to help you with those things when they come over or are asking what they can do to help.
Yeah, I think that's an amazing sort of addendum to this. I mean, one of the symptoms of ME is sort of like a crippling fatigue. You know, and Vivian mentioned that she will sometimes sleep 16 hours a day, and that is an expected symptom of ME, which I keep calling it ME. It's because I'm scared to pronounce it. I probably should try. It's myalgic encephalomyelitis. That sound like I knew what I was saying.
Not knowing what it's supposed to sound like. Absolutely.
I'm really proud of that. I'm going to go with it anyways. yeah, because one of the symptoms is debilitating fatigue. I think that, you know, thinking where something else might be helpful that can free up some energy for eating or free up some energy for grabbing that half avocado or that cup of broth or that, you know, snack food, that Epic bar, like whatever it is. I think that that's like totally on point. Like what are the other things that could be helpful for Vivian, that might make her able to carve out more energy for this aspect of healing.
And I would say too, what I hear Vivian saying and what I hear other listeners say is that they want to do AIP, but X, Y, or Z. And I know that it is hard. Like I have been there. I've talked before about my first 30 days AIP. I had mental breakdowns and I remember pulling over in my car on the side of the road and crying because I was really hungry. And the only things I knew how to eat were beef jerky and hard-boiled eggs and nuts when I would need to eat on the road. And stopping at 7-Eleven, because you can't eat fast food, was no longer an option. And I had to learn how to re-eat. And it was hard. It's really hard. But The good news about being home is that it's not as hard because you have a refrigerator and you can put fresh food in there, or, you know, you can have people bring you things, or you can make them yourselves and freeze them for the future. You know, if you are going to cook, make a huge batch of something and then just freeze it and save it for later so that you have it. Because what I was going to say is that we have said it before, but I want to say it again, removing the things from your house that you don't want to eat will help set you up for success. If it's not your goal to be perfect, go on about your day. Absolutely. Like whatever phase of your life you're in. But if you're saying you want to do AIP because you think it will help you and you have a but after that, ask yourself, what can I do to mitigate that but? You know, like, is it cleaning out your pantry? Is it, you know, prepping foods in advance? Is it saying to your partner, your spouse, I really need to do this to feel better. Can you please help me? Can we not bring X, Y, or Z into the house anymore? If you need a sandwich and pasta, can you please have it outside the house? You know, and I know that's not necessarily specific to Vivian, but I think cleaning out the things that are in your home that aren't your goals will help you in the long run. And I really want to encourage. So again, if there's someone that can help Vivian clean out her pantry, or if people are bringing over things for her to be able to, you know, have the strength, the courage to say to them, I appreciate so much that you are bringing me these foods. In the future, could, instead of cookies, you bring me sweet potato chips cooked in coconut oil, or, you know, like there's different things that you can find. Or could you make me a batch of broth? That would be so great. Or, you know, help me order from this website that I know has safe foods for me. And I know that it's difficult to have those conversations when you're asking for help and when you're feeling down. You know, asking for help is hard, A, and B, having the willpower to say, no, I'm not going to consume this food because I know it's not going to make me feel my best, is also really hard, because sometimes, especially in Vivian's case, if she knows it's easy calories for herself, or if in someone else's case, it's an emotional comfort, like whatever it is, we have to be strong and brave. And I'm giving you permission to step outside of your comfort zone and to really, you know, ask for what it is that you need, whether, you know, it's help or getting something out of your house, because I think that's such a contributing factor to really, like I said, setting yourself up for success here.
And I think that, I mean, when you are sort of at the mercy of other people who are preparing food, and you are the person who needs the, you know, therapeutic diet, I think having that conversation and not feeling guilty about it. I think it's really important to approach that conversation with, this is what I need, and it doesn't make me hard work for you. It doesn't make me annoying. It doesn't make me a burden. You know, approaching that as, you are entitled to healing foods. That is something that you are entitled to. And if somebody is acting like you are being demanding by asking for the special diet, then it's, you know, ask somebody else, because it's not something that you should feel guilty about asking for when you're asking for somebody who's looking after you to help you. And you can always say, hey, you might have to help me a lot less if I could get better by changing how I'm eating. Like, that's going to be a compelling argument for somebody who cares about you. So I think also, don't be afraid to ask for the things you need. Don't let, you know, feeling like, you know, you would be unreasonable or overly demanding if you asked for something. This is what you need, and you are entitled to this. You are entitled to foods that will help your body heal.
Mike, drop.
I felt myself tearing up a little bit talking about that. And even though I haven't had that experience, I do know people who have, and it, I think it's, I don't have anything else to add.
Yes, we've had this conversation before, and that's why I was saying sometimes it, you know, it takes courage because, you know, I don't know if it's because people feel like your better choice, quote unquote, is making them feel bad about their choice, or if people genuinely believe that it's all hullabaloo, or, you know, I don't know where the negativity comes from, but I will say with my family, I have had to say, you know, the choice that I make doesn't affect you. It's okay. You know? Yeah. And at work, when people are like, well, why can't you just have one piece of birthday cake? I'm like, why does it matter to you? You know, I've had to learn to teach myself phrases that I feel comfortable with, right? Like, you might find those too assertive. But for me, I feel like people need to understand that they are putting expectations on you that are inappropriate. Like, you, it's your body. You're your own person. You get to decide what to do. And it's not fair or appropriate for anybody else to put judgment on the choices that you make in life, period. But also on your food, because it doesn't affect them. It's your body. So that's definitely something I've felt more comfortable with over the years. And I think that comfort has rubbed off in my children, who are now, you know, like, I love when Wesley asks people when we go places, like, is that gluten-free? Like, he has no, like, negativity tied to it at all, right? Like, this is just his thing. He eats gluten-free. Is that gluten-free? Can I have it? You know, like, so, and I feel like I want that for everybody. I want everybody to be comfortable with the choices that they make and the foods that they choose to eat. It's your choice, and you need to feel comfortable with it. And if somebody makes you feel uncomfortable, this is your assertive friend, Stacy, telling you that it's okay to tell them that it's not okay.
So. It's okay to stick out your elbows a little bit.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to you and your kids, as a mom, I don't think I'm the only one who thinks that.
Nope.
All right. Well, Vivian, I want you to know that we are thinking of you, and you said wonderfully nice words about us, which I'm sure, you know, helped this question float to the top. But all of us who read your question are just really rooting for you and feel for you. And I'm sure all of our listeners are feeling the same way. And so please keep in touch and let us know how things go. And if any of these ideas worked or resonated with you, we'd love to hear from you. And for our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. We hope that this has been a helpful show in however it has applied to your life. And thank you again to our sponsor, shopaip.com. Just as a reminder, a lot of the products that we talked about today that Sarah and I actually use and love can be found on their website. And you can use code PaleoView to get yourself an extra 10% off of whatever you choose to get while you're there.
Also, shopaip.com has free shipping on orders over $49 for the contiguous US and now ship to Canada.
You just used the word contiguous.
I did. it's in the copy that we were provided.
Yeah. I'm entertained.
I mean, I like big words with hard G's. I'm just saying.
I hope you really enjoy Canada. I know that this is only between you and me and all of our listeners. It's like way in the past, but I'm so glad that we could do this for you. And I know that our listeners don't mind at all and are all wishing you a wonderful vacation as well. So safe travels. And
I'll try to refresh some of my accent for you while I'm gone.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. and because you're going to be talking and checking in with me less, it means that you're going to have less of like a stateside injection. So I'm just feeling like the Canada's going to come out strong this time, you know.
I'll work on it. I'll actively work on it.
It'll be great. All right. Well, thanks, everyone.
Thank you. And thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
I cannot. I'm podcasting. You're going to have to go away. Talk to Daddy. I love you. Wesley is having a major meltdown because I told him he had to go to bed before his brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad was here for dinner.
Why is it always the youngest child who has the, like, overactive sense of injustice?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's so hard to be spoiled, rotten baby who gets everything that they want all the time except the 1%. And then that 1% feels like the world is just the worst.
Yeah, but having to go to bed 30 minutes earlier than anybody else,
yeah, exactly.
It's such a horrible hardship.
Well, also, and the reason that he's going to bed early is because he's an emotional hot mess and he needs to go to bed. And like, so he's just being an emotional hot mess about the fact that he has to go to bed. I'm like, but this is why you have to go to bed. Like, you're not helping yourself right now. Okay.